Good. When God creates something, he creates it very, very good. But I want you to know, on the other hand, we've got a devil. He's a creating trouble. And he brought sin into this old world because Adam listened to him. And man got in trouble. And all since Adam's transgression, sin has passed upon all of mankind. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that's the reason God looked down into the world and he saw a lost, confused world headed for hell. He saw the devil abiding men's souls and taking them down to destruction. And that's the reason God looked over at his son. He looked in the fullness of time and Jesus said, I'll come, Father, as it is written of me in the volume of the book. It is my delight to do thy will. I'll come into that dark world of sin and I'll give my life for mankind. I'll go to the old rugged cross and let them nail nails through my hands and through my feet. And I'll shed my precious blood for every man, woman, boy, and girl to redeem mankind and bring them back to God. I'm so glad that Jesus is that great intercessor. He's that one that goes between us and the Father. He's the mediator. I'm glad he's the advocate. I'm glad the price has already been paid. Hallelujah. Jesus already came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. He laid down his life. He purchased our salvation for us. He rose up from the grave and the dead. Hallelujah. Death could not hold him, and he went away into heaven. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father and the majesty on high, saying, my blood's already been shed. Amen. I've already paid the price for man's sin. The atonement has been made. Man don't have to go to hell. Every sinner can be saved, and every backslider can have hope to come back to God and be reconciled. I'm telling you, there's a set of nail-scarred hands and the big old long arms of the Savior is a reaching out to lost humanity. I said, I paid the price to keep you out of a devil's hell. You don't have to die and leave this world without a hope. Hallelujah. I'm glad he came. Hallelujah. Glad he left the glory world. Glad he came down, was made in the form of and the likeness of sinful flesh. He was the Son of God, but yet he was the Son of Man. He came to taste death for every one of us. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you, if you could get the picture on old Calvary's rugged cross that day, the place of the skull, when Jesus laid down his life freely. Hallelujah. They didn't force him to give his life, but he laid it down freely. He said, go ahead and drive the nails through my hands. Laugh at me where you stand, and go ahead and hang me upon a cross and span me between the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Put me to death, but you can't do it. I'm a giving my life. Hallelujah. And go ahead and take me down from that old rugged cross and wrap me in grave clothes and put me in a tomb and seal the tomb with a big heavy stone. But this one thing you know, that love of God is going to bring me out of the grave. Hallelujah. Day one passed, and day two, and day three, early in the morning before the sun woke up the earth. Hallelujah. The glory of God filled that old grave and that old tomb, and God rolled the stone away, and the Son of God came out of there with power and great glory, with the keys of death and hell in his hands. I paid the price. I came and I died that you could live. I came and paid a price to keep you out of a devil's hell, and I take you away into a beautiful place called heaven. Hallelujah. Death couldn't hold him. Praise be to the Lord. The devil says, death, have you still got him? He said, I've still got him. Day two rolls around. Oh, Satan says, death, have you still got that body? Have you still got the Son of God? And death says, I've still got him. Hell rejoices. And the devil and demons laugh with glee, Brother Ron. But on that third day, something begins to happen in that old tomb. And death says, devil, there's something happening. The bodies are coming back to life. Hallelujah. I can't hold him down. I said, I cannot hold him down. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, they ain't nothing can hold God down. They ain't nothing can hold the Son of God down. I tell you, he defeated death, hell, and the grave. And victory is ours through our Lord Jesus Christ. How many could raise your hand and say, I'm glad that I've got eternal life through Jesus Christ, my Lord? Woo! The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's in Him, hallelujah, that we live and move and have our being. Thank God He paid it. Thank God for that crimson stream of blood. Hallelujah. Can you imagine seeing the Son of God as He looked down at the very ones that drove the nails? I want you to hear it. I want you to hear it. A big hammer coming down into them spike nails. The blood squirting and a flowing. They take His feet, fold them together, put one foot over the other one. Hold that spike nail there all the way through that tenderfoot that walked the shores of Galilee. Them tender feet that walked the glorious streets of heaven came down, amen, and let sinful man drive the spikes through His feet. God. And Jesus is saying, I did it for you. I did it for you. I took the crown of thorns. I took the nails. I took the spear in my side. I did it for you. I did it for you. For everybody that's in this building, Jesus did it all. And He bowed His little head and got ready to give up the ghost. He said, it is finished. The plan of salvation, hallelujah, is just about complete. And He looked down and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I'm going to tell you the sweetest words you'll ever hear this side of heaven will be, I forgive. I'm sorry, Lord. It was me, God, that made you go to the cross. It was my sins, Lord, that made you hang on the tree on Calvary. It was my fault you hung there. But I've got the love now to reach down that same nail-scarred hand. And though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, they shall be white as wool. Here I came a drug addict. Here I came alcohol bound. Filthy mouth coming to that altar. Can I tell you the power of Jesus Christ and the power of the blood can take a heart that is black as coal, wash it in crimson red blood, and make it whiter than the snow. Hallelujah. Slip your hands up. Say, Jesus, I appreciate what you did, God. I appreciate what you did, Lord. You died that I could live, Lord. And I could have right to that tree of life. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The only thing there that's been made by man are the scars in the hands of Jesus. Want you to know, sinner friend, those hands that was nailed to that old wooden tree is reaching to you tonight. Want you to know, hallelujah, them precious nail-scarred hands are a reaching backslider to you, hallelujah. I said, if you'll come to me and confess your sins, I'll be faithful and just to forgive you of all of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. My blood still flows to the highest mountain, and it still flows to the lowest valley to make that vile sinner clean and to purge that heart. Hallelujah. Oh, blood, would you flow over me? Oh, blood of the Lamb, would you wash me tonight? Oh, Jesus, would you take me back? I'm the lost sheep that the shepherd came a looking for. I'm the little lost lamb out in the wilderness and out in the dark deep valleys. Hallelujah, that the shepherd left the 99 safe in the fold. I am the one. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. And how many's glad He came and saved you? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Precious Lord.